B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll be talking some Patriots this hour. Start of the day talking about college football. 617-779-0985. Jeff in Nashua has been hanging on. That didn't sound good. Let's try that again. Jeff, you there?
Yeah. Hey, you guys. How you doing? Just want to make a comment. I mean, I think these conferences, if they had thought about a couple months ago, they can bubble up by conference. I mean, Miami can host the ACC. There's plenty of Texas high school stadiums that can – the SEC or the Big Ten can play in, and there's other places that the Big 12 could play in too. And to your point, Beto, a little while ago, I do think that it's better to have the kids with the structure playing football as opposed to being on campus not playing football, and as far as the spread that way. But there has to be a way for these guys to be able to play. And I know the other sports are saying that why does football get to play and we don't? Well, I mean, the football money funds these kids full scholarships to go to school. So it has to be a little bit of an understanding there. But I think these conferences the Power Five should be able to bubble up somewhere and figure out a way to play. Thanks, guys.
Okay, but it's not just about accept it. I mean, Title IX will probably interfere with that.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna play one sport, you've got to play them all.
But I agree with that.
It's just one of the obstacles here. You know what I feel like, though, with college football?
What?
They're making their decisions and trying to plan for this far too late. Like, this part is true. It's August 11th, and they have no idea what they're doing.
And it's the sad part of not having that one senior leadership across the board, right? When we talk about commissioners in the pro sports.
I get it, but has anybody planned properly?
Hold on. Yes. Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma was way ahead of this thing when this all started. He was open to
everything. I'm talking about a conference.
No, one team not in collection.
I'm
no,
talking about a conference who has it figured out.
No. There are teams that have it figured out.
Yeah, but like Hardy was saying, is a team that's great, but you also operate with other teams,
right? Or you could be an a-hole like Steve Adazio and fake report things.
Oh, what a story!
We haven't talked about that jack wagon.
Talk about it right now.
What an a-hole! Guy was an a-hole from day one when he was here.
There it is.
Steve, was
that
Colorado State?
Yes.
I think he's where he's at. Encouraging his kids.
I don't think he's going to be there long.
Yeah, you don't have to wear masks. Just we're going to misreport all the numbers. Yeah, just take the test. We're reporting negative. You're going to be a football guy. We're going to watch some film. Another freaking moron.
There are players that...
That's the guy. See, but no, real quick.
Go ahead.
That's the type of guy that ruins the damn sport and puts a bad name on it. Meathead snot blower. We're just going to do it the way we do it because we're hard-nosed football players. You could do it and be smart about it. There's schools that have done it. That guy just doesn't care about kids. Cares about himself. That's the way it's been from day one with him. And not enough bad things could happen with him at BC. That's all. Reached out to that guy to come down and talk football. Too busy watching film today in the spring. Yeah.
This all goes back.
Quarter of a mile.
This all goes back
we'll take
to the
whip
Steve
any day.
Adazio
Come
invite.
Come on in, Whip. We'll take you for 2 hours. Drive from Amherst.
Sure, guys. The Steve Adazio invite that we extended.
We used to work at the base of the hill by BC. This guy was too busy. Talk BC football. Oh, we'll try. Your head coach won't give us a time of day.
We said, guys, we'll talk about your team. We'll talk about BC.
Yeah.
Can the coach come over?
Summertime, it's slow time.
Can he come over?
Want to promote the program.
It's summer. We don't have a lot going on. We'd love to talk football.
Coach busy in meetings.
And he wouldn't do it.
Ed Ogeron would have.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So.
Hardo.
Sorry, BC. Sorry, BC. I'm sorry.
Good luck, Colorado State, with that guy.
I'm sorry about all of it.
Yeah. Well, they're led by better people now. They're good things for those kids now in that program.
BC and Syracuse are like the last two teams in this neck of the woods that have any hope of anything. That's it. Everyone else is shut down. Not that there's that many schools, but with big programs.
Yeah. Jim Boeheim has spoken out on this too. Like, why can't we push forward with this and do it the smart way?
Well, that's a good point too. Basketball should be planning right now for how they're going to do
things.
He's
like, you're telling us right now that potentially we can't have a better handle on this in 3 months? Like, give me a break.
Doesn't that make sense, though? Basketball should be on top of things right now. NBA's how do we make the year happen?
Well, you keep meaning to tell me you can't learn anything from what the NBA's
guys. They have a lot less people to manage. A lot less people to manage and figure out. Let's talk about the Patriots. They made a signing yesterday.
They did.
Veteran running back Lamar Miller to New England. What it means next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Split backs, flying Tannehill in the gun. On a first and goal to go snap. Play fake by Tannehill. Rolling right, throws it in the flat. Catches made, a dive to the end zone, and a touchdown for Lamar Miller and Miami.
Charles Clay, the outside receiver, comes down. It's almost that natural pick play. And they bring him out underneath, and it's one-on-one coverage with Rob Ninkovich. Absolute mismatch right there. Great call by Laser.
My voice is a little shaky there.
What's going on? You all right?
Fort Lauderdale.
You lost it the night before?
Elbow room. Yeah. That's why I saw Flores and O'Shea and those guys, Brendan Daly there in the back.
All right, so let's talk about Lamar Miller. What do you think that means? My initial thought right away, the first thought that popped into my head when I saw the news on Twitter.
Sony ain't ready.
Sony ain't right.
Yeah, he's not right. Foot. Surgery on the foot.
That's bad news.
Plus, guess who opts out? Vitaly, no fullback, no James Devlin. Questions off the edge blocking, and we've talked about it multiple times as a single back. I don't think that plays into Sony's benefit. I think he needs that lead fullback. I think he needs a good tight end off the edge to help secure the outside, that six, that eight, that seven and nine hole. And I just think that's also this. Hey, Lamar Miller is a productive guy. This guy's played. He's over 6,000 yards, 32 touchdowns when he's right. He's explosive in Miami. Blew out the knee.
But he's coming off an ACL.
But Bob Sosi, my man Bob, play-by-play Bob, tweeted out a video of him working out. You can see him going through the cones, cutting. He looks explosive. Looks like that knee's ready to go. And, they come back from knee injuries quicker than ever. 6 to 9 months now, where it used to be 18.
Would you rather have the chronic, potential, I don't know this, I'm sort of speculating, bone-on-bone type of knee injury that maybe one player has versus tearing the ACL, getting it repaired, and getting back out there.
Give me ACL 10 out of 10 times. Yeah.
I think most players would opt for that.
Then you end up to that, where they drill holes in your knee, and you're looking to replace cells, and sort of
microfracture. Get
viscous injections into your knee.
It's just all bad news.
Silicone getting squirted in there. It doesn't feel safe to me. And I just think, hey, James White's up at the end of the year. You're $35 million under the cap right now, and you got a chance to pick up a good, productive veteran back that, guess what system he ran in Houston? Yours. And Billy O. So terminology and understanding of it.
He's got an understanding.
Should help him and be a little more seamless for him.
I hope it works out. I hope he's
a good year. He's a good back. I like him. I've always liked him. Calling games against him in Miami and Houston. Yeah.
Very disappointing, though, because I interpret it as disappointing news on Sony Michel.
Yeah, and I mean, do you trust Burkhead? And then I think it also helps spell James White. James White doesn't give enough credit.
Don't you forget that Burkhead's here sometimes? I know Zoe loves Burkhead.
Well, shut up, Bull.
Zoe loves him some Burkhead.
I do. That guy's productive.
Loves Burkhead.
When he's right. Yeah, when he's healthy.
Games played is a...
It's a big one.
It is an important stat.
That's funny because Bill always talks about that, right?
Availability.
Dependability is availability.
Right.
Yeah.
Or availability is ability or something along those
lines.
Something
like that, yeah.
Is the best ability.
Availability is the best ability. Yes, that sounds good. I like that catchphrase. Thank you very much. 617-779-0985.
Very pithy.
Everyone's very down.
You'd be okay today, Tom, till the Bruins drop the puck. You all right? Hanging in there?
I'm fine.
Oh. A little sensitive today.
You ready for the first shift?
First shift to tell everything.
I love T-Bone. It's my favorite take of the week from T-Bone.
I love it. Limits my ability to
I like it better than his other Bruins take, but more on that later.
Oh, we'll do that at noon.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Also, Julian Edelman has spoken out about the Brady departure and the arrival of Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
He had this quote on Monday. We haven't gotten to it, but he said, "The train keeps moving. As it will when I'm not playing here, it just always keeps going."
Yep.
Here, listen to Edelman. This is how he said it.
Obviously, yeah, we played a lot of ball together. I love him to death, but, you know, the train keeps moving. As it will when, you know, I'm not playing here or something. I mean, it just always keeps going. So, you know, we got to worry about the people that we have here. You know, try to prepare ourselves the best we can with the situation that we're in with all everything we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's Parcells 101 right there. And Bill got that from Parcells. Parcells used to walk around the training room, all the guys getting rehab, and, "Hey, guys, train's leaving. You guys on a train or what? Train's departing, honey. You sit in the back car, huh? You sit in that drink car? You sit in the cargo car. You and your fat ass, you'll be over there in a cargo car eating all the snacks on the train.
Can't make the club from the tub."
Yep, can't make the club from the tub. You going to bring your high heels today? You know, run, sweetie. You know, get through there. Yeah. I'm going to tiptoe through the tulips again, huh? You want to play that game? But we go back to old school Oklahoma, huh? Collins, you're a big one. You and Johnson, we'll put you Oklahoma. We'll see what happens. Goal line today. Get your neck roll. Hey, Gash, get your neck roll today. It's football. Yeah.
Zoe still has nightmares about playing for Bill Parcells, which I love.
Cold sweats.
Cold sweats.
Wake up and I go vomit, throw up, come back, still, go back to bed.
25 years later.
I used to dread
you
camp.
You still have a recurring Parcells dream, don't you?
Yeah.
I would have.
Isn't that amazing? 25 years later. It's great.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I know time to time you'll put on a helmet, you know, just see if it still fit.
Yeah.
If I were Zoe, I would be afraid that somebody would be coming up behind me with a metal whistle and whip it around and whack it against the helmet.
That you ever do it like it's a tuning fork? You ever get a tuning fork?
You can do it like with the smallest of sticks too, yep. Which is insane.
Well,
like you break a little branch off a tree.
If you never threw it on time, he would sit behind you with that whistle and he'd hit it off the top of your helmet. Now you wouldn't hear out of your right ear for about 4 days, and all you hear was,
"Why is that? How does that work?"
Because the helmet is so hollow.
I know.
What the hell? What? Huh? Yeah. You're like Sylvester Stallone in Copland when they get shot right next to your ear.
I can't even ready.
Freddie, this is the good one, right?
But
bang!
Oh.
That made my ears hurt watching that scene.
Here's more from Edelman on Cam Newton's arrival after saying the train just keeps on going.
He's a specimen, for sure. You know, when you first meet him, just his stature. The dude is large, put together well.
Facts.
And he's got a great energy. He's got a great energy about himself. I was really impressed with, you know, his work ethic and his mindset.
Okay, physical specimen, check. We know that, right? 6'6", beast, Greek goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Energy.
Goddess?
Got some swagger to him. Got that energy. Greek god.
Sorry. Roll with it.
Not Greek goddess.
Roll with it.
I'll be talking about Medusa here. Work ethic, training, lifting, running. Where's the throwing? Impressed with his velocity.
Oh, because he left that out, it means something?
No. Edelman's the one that told him, had to tell him, "Hey, you got to get in the books, man. This offense is like calculus." Remember Cam told us that in his sit-down. First thing Edelman says, "This offense is calculus. You better study." That's something Scar echoed, too. You got to have an intelligent player. That's not a shot at Cam, intelligent-wise, meaning as far as speed to pick things up. He's like, "Jared's very smart. Very smart. You need to have a smart quarterback to play this offense and be in his system." That was from Scar, not me, Scar. So, but he gives the edge to Cam because of the experience. So I think, you know, again, it goes back to the point of, I think Cam's got to go above and beyond these weeks. And it just stinks that, you know, you can't be there.
You were so wrong on that Cam has to go above and beyond. It's the other way around. Stidham has to go above and beyond.
Oh, I disagree.
Obviously we disagree.
Yeah.
Stidham is the guy that could have stepped right into the job. And in this offseason, the Patriots felt the need to go get Cam Newton. Why'd they feel the need to do that?
Because there was no market for him, and they just stole him.
That was why? It was like he was just available?
Yeah.
There are guys available right now, and they have cap money to spend. Are they going out there to get them? They have money to spend. There are plenty of good guys available right now on the market at probably good prices. This might be a good time to go shopping.
And this is what coaches do, man. When you play a team and you play a player, and that player plays consistently well against you, you don't forget that. So that's in Bill's head. Like, this kid's beating us and beating us soundly.
Okay, Bill's
you know what I mean? These are games they squeaked out.
Bill's done a very good job of making it a competition, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it puts a lot. And if he really knows.
What does he want? Who does he want as his quarterback?
I think he wants Stidham to be the guy.
No way.
I'm saying for the long-term future for his kids, when they continue to coach, what's the best-case scenario 4 years from now, 3 years from now? That Stidham gets a couple years under his belt and then turns into a damn good, decent quarterback for this football team. Like a Tony Romo.
So you think bringing in Cam Newton is to poke and prod Stidham?
I think it's to create competition, yeah. You know what else, too?
It's hard to buy that.
It's a message to other veterans around the league, too. Look, you know, this guy was MVP, what, just a couple years ago? You get nicked up? Sometimes you're not going to make $20 million every year. You're going to have to compete for a job making $1 million. That's where he's at right now.
Would you give Cam Newton, now that you have cap space, would you give him more money?
I don't know. Ask me in November.
Okay, so right now you'd say no.
Hell no.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm all about Cam Newton being the starter, but I would make that guy earn it.
That sound you just played from Julian Edelman?
Yeah.
Is everything it is and what it takes to be a Patriot.
Yeah, but Edelman's a Cam guy. He's a Cam Newton guy.
Well, I don't care if he's a Cam Newton guy. I'm talking about Edelman as a Patriot that has gone above and beyond to give you every ounce of energy that he's got and play his ass off in the biggest games and the biggest spots. You going out of your way to give that guy extra money and bonuses? Hell no. They told him, go test the market, come back. What message would that send to the locker room to give this guy more money? And he's never taken a snap here. He just told you, too, hey, we're working extensively with the trainers and other outlets. And I got some time left here to get ready for the start of the season.
Thoughts on the Patriots? 617-779-0985 on Cam Newton. Also, Red Sox last night, Ron Renicki, not doing such a great job. Red Sox lose, and, their record is not as good, and they're further away from being that eighth seed that I think they can be hard. Red Sox, what happened there last night? That's coming up next, This Dayton Show History at 11:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right down the middle, and that's going to drop down into the alley and go all the way to the wall. In to score to Tsugo. Here comes Margot right behind him. And he is into touch home plate. So Kiermaier earned that with that at bat on the 10th pitch.
Right, great at bat by Kiermaier. Shoots the ball, shoots the gap. Surprised they might have had a hang up with the cutoff out there. Fastball away, right on it, stings it into the gap.
That's what he can do against left-handed pitching. He can use that opposite feel like that. That's when he's at his best. Two runs come across. He's got three RBIs on the night.
Oh, fun one last night at Fenway Park. Long game. Late game. I couldn't believe it. I looked at the clock when the game ended. It was like 11:59. Late. And all the grandmas are bitching about it on Twitter. Like, even the writers themselves complaining about the length of game and the start time of the game.
Lucky to have a game. You guys? Lucky to have a game.
What is wrong with you guys?
Do they even have to go to the park anymore?
What?
They do, but like, what is your issue? They're complaining about the 7:30 start time. Them a master
why did they go
last night.
Go on too late. That's what they're complaining about.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty simple.
I talked to.
Was it a bad game?
I talked to a beat writer in another sport.
No, it wasn't a bad game.
I stayed up and watched. It was too late. It's too late.
I talked to a beat writer in another sport, and I asked him, "Are you going to go to games?" And he said, "No, because we have no access to players or one-on-one. What are we going to do?"
I don't know why you go to.
Why would you? Why would you trek down to Fenway to sit there and you have no availability? It makes no sense. Sit there and watch it with my feet up.
I don't know. If you're trying to document it in person, I guess, as a journalist,
I get it. There are some things that you see. You know,
sure.
Some discussions in the dog. You can see who's talking to who, gestures. Say there's a fight. You can see who, you know, yeah. Yeah, you can see some things.
They're just trying to do the job to the best of their abilities.
And I think, you know what? It makes you want to do your job being there. You know what I mean?
So you just heard that Jeffrey Springs remained in the game when it was tied 5-5. He had already thrown 34 pitches. He had gone one and a third and was allowed to pitch the seventh inning when the Red Sox saw the tie broken by the Tampa Bay Rays. And so Ron Renneke was obviously asked to defend that ridiculous decision after the game last night.
It was just because we were trying to stay away from two guys in our bullpen that we've been using a lot. And we needed him to go. It was a good matchup for him with all the left-handers in the lineup. But it was, you know, we can't keep pitching the same guys all the time every time we have a close game, because that seems to be what we're playing. So it's the case of staying away from some people and hoping, you know, that he can get through some innings for us and confident enough that we think he can.
I have a question real quick.
Sure. What do you got?
I'm trying to learn more about baseball, not being a baseball aficionado. This is a weird year, right? Like, there was not going to be baseball, and then they went back and forth, and the game got shrunk. Game basically gets shrunk down to 60-game season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be more availability of guys? Yeah, we talked about this with J.D. Martinez. Not available, can't get up, get ready against the Yankees. You're in a tightened down season to begin with.
You know what the problem is?
Shouldn't you have more hands on deck as opposed to, well, we don't do this in baseball. We promised this guy a day off, or this guy threw too many pitches the other night. He's not available.
So they don't have starters.
Right.
What
did you say yesterday during our show?
What's the planning when Brazier. You don't have starters?
Brazier started the game.
And went an inning. Like, what's the planning? What's the procedure now?
Do you know in games they do have
the openers and you don't have starting pitching? This is what happens. You have to beat the bag out of the guys you have. So Barnes, Hembree, Bryce, all available last night when this happened. But it would have been the third in the last four games if it were those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys have pitched almost every day. So that's why we got to stay away from them. So what's the plan here?
Isn't the opener sort of a all hands on deck type of thing?
That's what I thought. They're 0-4 in opening
games.
Right,
but they like just decided on the opener yesterday afternoon. Again, this is why this entire season is offensive, because it's just, you can tell they don't. It's almost like they're trying to lose, which I'm convinced they might be. They might be trying to lose.
Hmm. What other club used to just use openers? Like, that was Tampa Bay, right?
Tampa Bay.
Oh, who was the GM down there?
Heimblum was. Yeah. What was his title there? I don't know.
Well, whatever, executive of baseball, whatever.
Baseball man, Heimblum.
Yeah, Red Sox are 0-4 in openers. We're having the 6-6 in other games. Actually competitive in other games. Where you actually have a starter.
What are you
looking at Hardy's keyboard?
What's going on over there? A lot going on in here.
There's two guys that type that way. Dan Shaughnessy and Chachi Laprette.
But hold on, there's good news. There's good news for the Red Sox. Ready for the good news, though?
Yeah.
Good news from manager Ron Renneke on alleviating this problem.
Out, so we were just discussing it where it went on, and we're going to see what happens here tomorrow and then try to make that decision. Good thing is they're an hour and a half away. So if we feel like we can't get by with the arms we have, then we'll grab somebody. You know, hopefully Martin gives us a lot of innings tomorrow and a lead, and then we're good. We go with the guys that we know we usually go with when we have that lead, and hopefully that's the way it plays out tomorrow.
First of all, has Ron Renneke ever been to Pawtucket? 90 minutes to Pawtucket? What are you doing, the 55 the whole way? What, an hour, 90 minutes?
I mean,
how fast can you get to Pawtucket from here right now? 40 minutes, baby.
Hey, dude, 30, I know how you 30,
drive.
37.
I know how you drive.
37.
So it would be there in 40 minutes. It's a long drive. They're not that far away.
He'll get there.
Yeah, he'll get there. He'll get there. That's the good news. Yeah. That's the good news, that they're just going to be able to call guys up from Pawtucket. What happened to Brian Johnson yesterday, T-Bone? What happened there? Do we have a full explanation of why Brian Johnson was released?
He asked for his release.
Yeah, but why did they grant it? I want to be released.
Too many pitchers.
No problem. But so what happened is I know that he asked for his release. What happened to lead to him getting released that they said, yeah, that's a good idea. We agree.
How is that not a guy that they're using right now?
Exactly. I was making that point Friday night on the Baseball Reporters. I said, I don't love the Brian Johnson experience under normal circumstances, but right now, take anybody. That was when Ryan Weber was still in the rotation. You got to get Weber out. At least bring Johnson into the mix. They didn't, and then he asked for his release, and they just gave it to him. Why? What's the story there? I don't want to be here anymore. Okay, see ya. I don't get that. Chris is in Medway. He needs to speak to Scott Zolak.
Hey,
hi, Chris.
Chris.
Zolak.
What's up?
What are you doing over there?
Huh?
That was a great call.
What are you doing over there?
Where?
Well, where you're at.
We got a zoo? Doing?
No, Jesus, that's my dog going crazy. Listen, I got to shout off a couple quick things. First of all, Zolak, Jesus, I've been arrested because of you. I tried to give you a high five coming through the tunnel. I fell over the goddamn railing.
One of my peeps.
And then you got arrested?
Why would they arrest you?
The good people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts scooped me right up. They put me in a nice wool blanket and a nice cell for the night. It was good.
Sorry about that.
Well, doesn't matter. Also, too, I was listening to you, and when you called out, oh, Jesus, he looks like Rocky Dennis. I was at a funeral. My mother smacked me because I laughed out loud.
Oh, Kelly Olynyk.
Oh, Jesus, does he look like Rocky Dennis? That's the funniest thing.
Hold on. I have so many questions. Number one, who looks
like Rocky Dennis?
Oh, Kelly Olynyk.
You were listening to the broadcast while you were at a funeral?
Yes, I had the earpiece in my ear.
That's a P1. We need these. We love these listeners.
Listen.
Is it a friend or a family member?
Does it matter?
Well, listen, Hardy, first of all, you need your own show. Secondly, it was like a distant aunt. You know what I mean? She hugs you, she squeezes
you. Yeah, something like you had to go to us. Your mother was going to be pissed, right?
Yeah, she's pissed. Seriously, she smacked it because I laughed out loud, Zolak. So listen, so long story. Listen, you guys do a great job. Listen, Beetle, where are you? You there?
He hasn't moved about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, what do you got, Chris?
Sure. Beetle, you can't end. You got to keep your pudgy little penis beaters off the phone.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez. I believe he was referring to your hands. He said you got to keep your hands off the hang-up button because he had
more things to say.
That was a Lanny-esque description of hands. Lanny uses the same description when you're talking about your hands. Get your dirty blank beaters off of my tonic. You got to move the soda can. If it belongs to Lanny, he'll say, get your dirty blank beaters off my tonic.
Yeah.
That's what he called.
Whenever
what
you start
Beatles
saying
hands.
Beaters and, there's, whoops. This Dayton Show history is
how many times
next.
Do you think he's been arrested total in his life? Just that once?
Seven.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This date in show history.
Show it.
August 11th. By the way, we're talking to Brad Stevens next hour. Brad Stevens at 12:50.
We should practice one of those questions.
All right, we'll do that at the end of the segment.
All right.
Let's do this date, August 11th. What do you got? What do we have?
Three items today, gentlemen. Beginning 2 years ago on this date, 11 August 2018, Zoe and Beetle.
Nice.
It's surprised by something that just dropped audio-wise, I guess, in the middle of a segment. I don't know what this is. It took you by surprise. That's all I listen. Know.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Duval Gazette. Jacksonville.com.
Duval! I can't hear now. Scared the hell out of
God.
me. I hope you blew your TV sets out.
I had to turn up myself because I could barely hear myself. Now that sounds like it's blow our heads off with that.
I really miss the complications of being down at camp to where Tom tries to be creative and do a like an audio drop and then just scares the living bejesus out of everybody.
Well, it's just the volume was really unsettling.
Duval Gazette, Jacksonville.com.
Duval!
That's the headset getting
I don't know what
off.
That means.
Yeah, what is the meaning of that? Supposedly is it the county?
Supposedly it's the county.
Yeah, okay.
Where the stadium's located.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Good for them.
Awesome. Tom did go through a drop phase. It was a stage in his life.
He got through a
phase.
Though.
It was a phase.
It was
a
really
lifestyle.
A lifestyle.
It became problematic because it was always when we were on remote where he can't see us and there's no rhythm. You know,
right.
Basically to where you look at him and he could do something or he could look at you and he would just drop those on. Yeah.
All right. Also on this date, 2018, 2 years ago, the discussion about JD Martinez and Manny Ramirez.
Oh.
All right. Just a normal, you know, just a few dudes hanging out, talking a little baseball. Apparently it took an odd turn. Again, I don't remember what the odd turn was, but I don't doubt for a second it was odd.
From a, okay, close your eyes. Don't even know who the pitcher is. And you got to put one guy up there and stick him on a plate. It's Manny Ramirez. If I could choose and know who's going to be pitching, and I could have both guys sit there and get their iPads out.
What?
Manny could ride his tricycle or go pee in the wall. And the other guy could sit there and say, okay, here's going to be my swing velocity. Right. My launch angle's going to be here.
JD Martinez is a tactician.
Yes.
He's a mechanical hitter.
Yes.
He's excellent. He's been immense for
Manny's,
this team.
Manny's sort of like Sarge if you just throw him out
I
there.
Never
you
know thought, I, mean? I never thought JD Martinez would be this good.
No prep. Just let's Sarge, it's yours. 10 minutes. Go.
Did you ever think he was going to be this good?
No, I didn't. No.
Been blown away.
Wrong on his player.
Been blown away by how good he's been.
But you understand what I'm saying. If he's got a chance to study the pitcher, I'm going to go with JD Martinez.
What? You're going to take JD Martinez over Manny Ramirez?
If you
Holy
if
crap.
You, okay, hey, you're going to get up there. My partners, if you're going to get up there, bat. And you know the pitcher, and you can get up there and just go study him. Mm-hmm. Get all your stuff, get all your little percentages right, and your launch angle, and you know this guy's going to throw a curve on third
I'll pitch, take Manny Ramirez not knowing anything about the pitcher over JD Martinez knowing everything about the pitcher.
But the way you, I mean, Zoe supported his argument very well.
And I could have both guys sit there and get their iPads out.
What?
Manny could ride his tricycle or go pee in the wall. Manny's more worried about doing other things than taking care of baseball things. And the other guy could sit there and say, okay, here's going to be my swing.
Remember when Manny went to the funny Dodgers thing is Manny took bottom. Care of baseball things way better than JD Martinez takes care of baseball things.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, JD Martinez was on fire at the time of that clip.
That's why we were having that discussion.
He was great.
Right. So
he's not so great right now.
Nope.
I mean, he's better last night. He hit a home run.
Oh, against the Rays.
No
nice.
iPad.
Nice.
He's a hero. Yes. He should be treated as such.
Sure should.
Solo home run.
But comparing Manny Ramirez.
Did you ever think he was going to be this good?
No, I didn't. No,
been blown away.
Wrong on his player.
Been blown away by how good he's been.
But you understand what I'm saying? If he's got a chance to study the pitcher, I'm going to go with JD Martinez.
Because he's like who? What was that again? Hold on. I want to.
Immense for
Manny's, his team. Manny's sort of like Sarge if you just throw him out
I
there.
Never
you know
thought,
I, mean?
I never thought.
Manny
JD
is
Martinez
Sarge?
Yeah, no prep.
Would be this good.
No prep. Just let's Sarge, it's yours. 10 minutes. Go.
Go swing the bat. Go do the talk show. Here's 10 minutes. Yours. Go. What are we going to do? We're going to take all calls, Tom? How much time we have left?
Oh. But with Manny, it was like handing
everybody
the mic
for
over.
Joining a program today.
It was like handing the mic over to Howard Stern. That was a good
right.
thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Not,
whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
finally, a string of bad phone callers on this date.
That's never happened here.
5 years ago today, 2015, a date which will live in infamy for the infamous bad callers of that day.
Keith in Taunton is back. Keith, are you there? Wow. Don't call back.
Don't ever call back.
don't call back. We're not doing that again.
Yeah.
Okay, no more of that. Ryan in Worcester. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, hi. No, this is Ryan. Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing? So here's what the Sox should do.
What are you eating? You're eating something. You're drinking or eating something. What are you doing?
Nah, hold on. I'm doing nothing.
Okay. Well, right. If you want,
what's up, though?
What's up? What's up, Phil? What's going on? You ready for football?
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl champions.
Woo!
All right. With Roger Goodell the way he's
taking
been
one more.
I think he's kind of losing power just as a leader in general. And you look at him saying, oh, excuse me, Mr. Number 31, other owners, do you think punish?
Hey, Zo, I'm going to call into the show tomorrow, and I'm going to put my phone. So bad.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. I love the beginning of that call, though, before he goes on forever.
What's up, Zo?
What's up? What's up, Phil?
What's up?
What's going on?
What's up?
You ready for football?
Got our camp again. Keep sticking us in there.
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl champions. All right. So, with Roger Goodell the way he's
taking
been
one more.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Hello, Mr. 31.
I like how Hardy whispers in the background. It's your fault.
Yeah, you took one more call. Yeah, it's not a day for phone calls. Some days they just don't work.
Sometimes they just don't happen.
Oh, that's it for this date in show history, gentlemen. That's a good one, T-Bone.
Yeah, sure.
Thank
is.
You. Nice.
All right, Bruins start the playoffs tonight. We've got a topic on the Bruins. We've got something to talk about the Bruins, about if they were to win the Stanley Cup. You laughing, Zo?
Yeah.
There was already an argument in the office this morning about this. We're going to get to it coming up in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.